I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. More bad news for the world oil markets today. Over the weekend, oil pipelines in Iraq were attacked, and in Russia, the oil giant Yukos owes nearly $7 billion in back taxes. It says it will go into bankruptcy if the Kremlin forces it to repay half that in just a couple of days. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, let's start with Iraq. What happened over the weekend, and how is it affecting the world's oil supply?
Well, of course, this is really just kind of the latest in a long, ongoing problem facing Iraq's oil industry. Saboteurs have been going after these pipelines for more than a year. This weekend, though, they were able to disrupt the flow of crude from both the southern export terminals and from a north-south pipeline that was already diverted because of earlier attacks. So basically, it has cut in half the amount of exports leaving the south, and that's where 90% of the country's oil leaves its shores. And the interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, has said that all these recent attacks have cost the country some $1 billion in lost oil revenue. Prices in Asia and Europe reflected that today. Of course, U.S. markets are closed for the holiday.
And over to Russia, where the oil is still flowing, but there's still some scandals happening there. Remind us again about this Yukos scandal.
Well, this is a mix of kind of oil industry economics and Russian politics. Last fall, the head of Yukos, a man by the name of Mikhail Hodorkovsky, was tossed in jail on fraud and tax evasion charges. Critics say this was the Kremlin trying to tamp down on a man with political ambitions other than President Vladimir Putin. Hodorkovsky's been in jail ever since then. And meantime, the government's been doing these big sweeps of Yukos offices. In fact, they did another one this weekend. And it's told the company that it owes back taxes now totaling, as you said, about $7 billion. It's supposed to pay about $3.4 billion of that by Wednesday. And then this morning, a group of creditors announced that the company has defaulted on a $1 billion loan, and credit rating agencies are listing it near junk status. So it's really heading down the rabbit hole.
So how would that affect Russia's oil market?
Well, it is the biggest oil producer for Russia and accounts for about a fifth of its overall output. And, of course, Russia is the world's second largest producer behind Saudi Arabia. So oil traders are pretty concerned about the possibility of bankruptcy at Yukos. And the company is warning that that could happen if all these chits are eventually called in. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're paying a visit to Elvis's Taylor.
Okay, thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.